It's time for this week's Press Pass on WBFO. With us from Business First, Jim Fink. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jim, I want to get into a story that you had in Business First a couple of weeks ago. It's one that's kind of starting to catch a little fire here in recent days. And this is an issue, I guess, with the business community is taking exception to County Executive Mark Poloncarz over a couple of items regarding the ECIDA. If you could lay that out for us.
True. Mark Poloncarz and some of the others on the Erie County IDA board, including Richard Lipsitz, they're taking the board, in my opinion, and the opinion of others, down this social engineering path that they need not go down. It started over the summer with the pay equity mandate, which requires, if you're going to get IDA tax breaks, everybody, man, women, get paid the same for the same job. There's nothing wrong with that. That's already governed, by the way, in state and federal statutes. You don't need a Erie County IDA. It's redundant. What really bothers the business community, and we're starting to see the ripple effects of this, is the fact that if you take a Erie County tax break and you are going to be subject to perhaps a random audit by the county or the IDA staff to make sure that people are getting paid the same. Many feel that this will be political retribution. I know the county executive says, no, it's not. It's going to be completely random. But if you believe that, I got some swampland in Florida you can buy, too.
All right. I'm going to switch gears here a little bit to get into another unknown, and that is the push behind the idea of taking the Canal Side concerts, which have been a huge popular success, and perhaps moving them to the Outer Harbor. I guess it's not going to happen, but can you give us a little background into where that particular issue originated?
Here's the irony. For generations, people said, what are we going to do with the Buffalo waterfront? It's sitting there. It's undeveloped. We want things to happen. Well, the Erie Canal Harbor development has created things, including concerts. Now things are happening, and specifically the Marine Drive residents have complained that, especially during the Thursday night concerts, there was quote-unquote loud noise. There was rowdyism, et cetera, et cetera. I've been down to a lot of those concerts. I know you have. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that. I don't think the noise is excessive. The Common Council earlier this fall passed a non-binding resolution urging the canal folks to maybe consider moving the concerts out to the Outer Harbor. That, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense. There have been concerts out there. There have been a lot of issues with parking, logistical things. Central Wharf, the concerts are there. People can take public transportation down. There's an infrastructure down there. And there's a huge spin-off effect for the restaurants and the bars right in that area and beyond. Liberty Hound does bang-up business every time there's a concert. So does 716. So do the restaurants over in the Cobblestone District. Pizza Plant's going to be opening there soon. Their business plan is banked on having those concerts down there to shift the concerts on a permanent basis out to the Outer Harbor, hurts downtown Buffalo, in my opinion, and it creates a big logistical headache.
Talking about the Outer Harbor, there is a major development at the Outer Harbor. There is going to be a concerted effort to develop that area and try to reflect the success that's going on in the Inner Harbor. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Correct. Be Our Guest, which is affiliated with Rich Products, is now in charge for the next 3 years of creating special events, promoting the Outer Harbor, or at least 160 acres of the Outer Harbor. That's the, 200 acres is roughly the Buffalo State Harbor Park. That's going to be green. They're talking about the area from the end of the state park heading south towards the Freezer Queen properties. What Be Our Guest is going to do is create special events, whether it's car shows, whether it's seasonal things, maybe snowmobile races in the wintertime or something. Their mandate is to take the success of the Central Wharf and recreate it a little bit further down Furman Boulevard. And quite frankly, given the track record of Be Our Guest and Rich Products and the Bisons, this is a great move.
Any concerns, though, Jim, that perhaps all of a sudden the Outer Harbor and the Inner Harbor are competing against each other?
No, I think they'll be complementary to each other. Certainly if there's a car show or snowmobile thing going on it's not going to take away from what happens at the Central Wharf. Again, you still have Zumba classes that go on out there. We shouldn't be that small-minded of a community to say it has to be either or. I think both working in concert with each other. And again, the glue to this whole thing is Erie Canal Harbor. They're going to make sure that the Central Wharf canal side is not harmed by what's happening in Outer Harbor and vice versa. They're two different, I mean, they're 30 seconds apart from each other. But to me, the Outer Harbor represents sort of the green aspect of the Buffalo waterfront, and the Central Wharf, the canal side, is more the urban feel of it.
Well stated, as always, Jim Fink. Jim Fink of Business First, thanks very much for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.